Backers of immigration reform have held large-scale rallies to pressure lawmakers. Opponents have held fewer and smaller events, like this one in Richmond, Virginia, attended by an arch foe of a path to citizenship for the undocumented, Republican Congressman Steve King.
And if we reward people for breaking the law, we get more lawbreakers. They got here on their own, and if the opportunities are not here, if we shut down and off the jobs magnet, if we secure the border, then a lot of people will find a way back to their home country.
The event was held near the District of House Majority Leader Eric Cantor. He and Speaker John Boehner will decide if the chamber ultimately votes on a reform package.
If immigration reform fails to pass, Republicans will get the blame.
Republican strategist John Feary says his party risks the wrath of America's fastest growing segment, Hispanics.
And if they alienate this voting bloc, they're going to have a coalition that's going to continually vote against them, and they're going to be in big trouble.
In 2012, Republican presidential contender Mitt Romney got less than 30% of the Hispanic vote.
Go home or go to jail!
The party's stance on immigration reform is a big reason why, according to activist Angelica Salas.
They keep reminding us of why we should not vote for them, or we should not stand with them.
The voting trend is confirmed by Hispanic researcher Mark Lopez.
We've seen a surge in the share of Hispanics who identify with or lean towards the Democratic Party in recent years.
But Lopez adds that immigration reform is only one issue Hispanics care deeply about. Others include economic opportunity and education. Lopez says the Hispanic electorate stands at 23 million today and could reach 40 million by 2030.
In the last decade, Hispanics alone accounted for more than half of U.S. population growth. Moving forward, they're going to continue to account for a significant share, perhaps even the majority, of U.S. Population growth.
Republican strategist John Feary sees little chance of passing immigration reform this year, but hopes his party will eventually embrace a path to citizenship for the undocumented.
What people vote for ultimately is their pocketbooks. And I think that as Hispanic voters become more prosperous and are introduced more into the mainstream of American society, they're going to start voting their pocketbooks and they'll look at Republicans. The reason I think we should pass comprehensive immigration reform is to help speed that process along.
House Speaker John Boehner says he knows immigration reform is needed.
The current system's broken. It needs to be fixed.
But Boehner has ruled out a vote on a bill not backed by a majority of his caucus. That would appear to rule out a path to citizenship for now. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
Part of one of them is to eliminate the diversity.